Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
La carrera del GAN en primera base. Altuve, el turno. Altuve la prende.
I hit the ball. You make sure the ball is gone before you celebrate. Then I'm thinking we're going to the World Series, and then I'm thinking, I don't know, a lot of things.
That is, by the way, that's the hardest question to answer when somebody asks you, "What were you thinking?"
Because you don't remember, right?
Well, like, or you do. Sometimes, you know what? As an athlete, I think sometimes you put more thought into the question because you don't realize people really just want actually what he just said.
Yeah.
So sometimes people say, "What were you thinking?" And you think like, "Well, it's obvious what I was thinking," and you don't, and you feel like it's a dumb question. If you just take it through like what Altuve just did, that was actually really good. So that was the best way to answer it. He just answered that about as well as I've heard it answered.
It may be different too, not to go too far down the rabbit hole, but what he was doing in that moment was something inherently that is a bit of a mental chess game that you've got going on with the pitcher, right?
Yeah.
In the moment. Whereas a lot of sports stuff is you're reacting to things, or it's some sort of explosive act in a moment that you're reacting to somebody doing something to you and you're playing defense or whatever. This was a chess game going on between him and Aroldis Chapman, and Altuve said checkmate and deposited the ball in the left field stands.
Jeremy Booth last night on Sports Extra did a good job of explaining just...
he's y'all's baseball specialist.
He's our
right?
baseball guy, yeah. Former scout. He has a New Balance training academy now. But he... He flies 265 days a year because he's going around all these developmental camps and everything. But it was cool because he was breaking down just how, you know, Altuve had been watching Springer and had seen and realized that Aroldis's only pitch that he felt good with was the slider. So he's going to get a slider at some point, and Altuve is just waiting for that pitch, and then off to the races you go. Joe Buck did a good job with that call. That was not Joe Buck with the first call there. That was in Spanish, right? That was Spanish.
Earlier.
Yeah. And then I said something about Czechoslovakian language, and I immediately got reprimanded by one of our listeners. Said it's Czech. The language is either Czech or Slovak, or the two languages of the former Czechoslovakia, which is now Czech. If there's one thing I've learned this morning, don't mess up and call something that's not a kolache a kolache, and don't mess up and call the Czech language or somebody from Czech. A Czechoslovakian.
Are you going to learn your lessons, young man?
No, I'm going to keep on doing it. I'm going to aggravate the Czechoslovakians.
Good for you.
You hear me?
Yeah.
No, actually, I won't. They seem like they don't mess around.
And they have delicious.
I've watched too many movies. I'm not messing with any Czech Republic.
Good choice.
Yeah.
So, would you like to go to Game 1 or 2 of the World Series, Seth?
I would like to. Usually, our press passes we save for our kind of our baseball specialists.
Yeah,
so.
And they deserve to go. They've been covering the team all year. Would you? So if you go, in theory, you may have to buy a ticket to go.
Oh, okay. That's where we're going with this. I'm going to guess.
Well, let's pick. Why don't you pick where you want to sit?
I want to sit up where Yordan hit that home run.
Into the
upper deck.
Up in the sort of the upper.
That seems like typically that might be one of the cheapest seats in the house.
Yeah, that was. So he hit that into the 400s, right? Upper tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to take a
go
stab
as far at, out on that rim of the stadium as you can.
Yeah,
on the map.
You want to take a stab at what it would cost.
I bet it's like $300 something.
$621.
What? $621. Is it just that
now,
special Yordan section? That's the Yordan seat.
Perhaps it may be so because I'm using SeatGeek, and they have green dots to show you where the good values are, and they have red dots to show you where the bad values are. You did not pick a good value section, my friend.
What is the... Okay, one in the upper deck, what are one of the green ones? Like, what's a good bargain in
there
the upper deck?
There are no green... They're, really, if you're going to be in the upper deck and you want a green dot, you got to be behind home plate.
How much is that?
You can be directly behind home plate up in the upper tank for as low as $618.
Wow. That seems pricier than last time, doesn't it?
Now you can
I don't remember him being that high.
Now, you can sit all the way down the left field line in the upper tank.
Yeah.
All the way down the left field line. Like, you know those seats like where the sections look like they're basically vertical? Like, you have to climb a ladder to get to your seats.
Right.
All the way out in left field for $495.
I'm seeing a couple for $356. Well, that's what it claims when you you click on it and there's nothing for $356.
Crawford boxes are over a grand. Can you imagine paying over a grand for a ticket and then it's like game one of the Yankee series where they lose 7-1 or 7-0, whatever it was?
Yeah, you're still there. You're there for the turnaround.
I guess.
That's what you're there for when it felt like, oh no, the Astros are in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking at upper deck.
You're a better man than I am. I'd be like, I just blew $1,000 for a game that they were out of 2 innings into it.
Way out in right field, upper deck, you can get some for the mid 300s.
Okay.
This seems more expensive than 2017, does it not?
Yes.
Don't these usually go down a little bit right before the game?
They probably do. Yeah, my guess is they don't go up. So, yeah the waiting till game time may be the approach. What's your...
Diamond Club, $10,900.
Yeah, here's the thing about that, Seth. If you have $10,000 to spend on an Astro ticket, you don't mind spending $10,000 on an Astro ticket.
Which brings me to this question. Yeah. Was it Game 5 where there was a particularly wealthy individual, I'm guessing, an Astros fan, sitting where Jim Crane or James Harden usually sits during the game, except this was up in Yankee Stadium?
Yeah.
So there's an Astros fan sitting in that just to the right of the batter's box.
I know where you're going with this.
He lifted his shirt up.
Yeah.
He was wearing a t-shirt underneath his orange pullover that said, Joe Buck sucks.
Yeah.
And immediately you're thinking, well, I don't know if it's the best look for Astros fans. But secondly, who the hell's got that much money that's also going to feels that passionately that they need to put a Joe Buck sucks shirt out there?
And then would act on the impulse to go that on TV.
Next time they flash back to it, you see the usher walking down. And I'm like, oh, they're kicking him out. And then it was another at-bat or so
and
before
they
showed it.
What
did
he do? He'd dap him up? You're right, man. Joe Buck does.
Yeah, somebody. I felt bad for Joe Buck. I wonder if he noticed it all.
You know,
he's watching the action on the field.
Joe Buck has scoreboard on everybody, man. Joe Buck's got some of the greatest jobs. He's the lead guy on the World Series and on Fox's football coverage.
Yeah.
I think he's got a smoke show wife.
Is he still a human being, Sean?
Well, then,
does he still care? Does he still hurt?
If he does, then he's caring a little too much because he's winning right now.
Joe Buck sucks, though, from the rich guy in the front row.
So
by the time they zoom back to him, he was just pulling his pullover back over, and he was putting it there. And there's
just thinking, if you're Joe Buck and you're not connecting with some rich white dude in the front row, you're not connecting with anybody. I mean, theoretically, that's your audience.
So that was an interesting one. I want to find out who that guy is. We found out who the lone Astros fan was from, what was it, Game 4 or Game 5?
Yeah, four
it was Game 4, the kid in the orange that looked like he was all by himself.
Yeah, 4 is something or other. Yeah. Yeah, you retweeted him.
That's right. Yeah,
you retweeted
but,
him.
Well, no, somebody. Oh, I didn't tell you this. When I was on my plane on Friday, one of the... an Astros insider sent me his actual phone number and everything. Mm. And I thought about it. I'm flying. I'm like, well, I don't need to call this kid and chat. I guess we could have him on and talk to him or something, but I don't know.
Yeah,
this is my weakness as a radio host, is that I despise talking to people on the telephone, and that extends to microphone work.
That
as well.
Felt like something where if we didn't do it between 6 o'clock and 6:15 the very first day after the show, it kind of petered out.
When I saw the video of the guy at the urinal at the Yankees game having the beer thrown at him, I secretly kind of hoped it was that same lovable kid from the night before, because then we'd have a reason to talk to him about it. Right, right.
Yeah, look at these Yankee fans getting angry at this guy because he was happy on TV.
Yeah. This is but I don't know who the Astros fan was that had the beer bottle thrown at him while he was taking a whiz, but I feel bad for that guy too.
Other than
he's got scoreboard too.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the Yankees guy that threw the beer can will get identified. He'll be banned for life from Yankee Stadium, and he'll never have the opportunity to go watch his team not make the World Series again.
Bam.
Yeah.
Suck on that, Yankee fan. We're going to have a watch party up here on Friday. You get a chance to win your way in over the next couple of days. Tuesday and Wednesday, top of every hour, we're going to have a queue to call from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So we're going to have a bunch of us up here. Fajita Pete's, Coors Light, going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, Fajita Pete's.
Fajita Pete's, baby, yeah.
Mike and Cyfair takes care of us because I can fool myself into thinking I'm eating healthy because I'm not I'm not having any of the protein, tortillas baby. Or anything. Yeah, I just load up on lean beef.
Protein, yeah. Baby. Yeah, protein. So, man, I'm looking. Yeah, so be listening the next couple days. We would love to have you come watch the game with us up here on Friday. So it's going to cost an arm and a leg, but you will get to see Jose Altuve in the World Series. And by the way, I'm looking at a Ryan Spader tweet. Jose Altuve seems to be the overriding theme today because that home run was just – he's had a lot of iconic moments. Probably that, I don't know that it – other than if he hits a home run to win the World Series, I don't know how it gets any more iconic than sending your team to the World Series with that home run. The tweet that Ryan Spader, who covers – he covers Major League Baseball for – I'm not sure who – he's – I believe he covers it for CBS Sports. At any rate, he's a baseball statistician. Through 1,243 career games, Seth, you ready? Jose Altuve, .315 batting average, .364 on base, .463 slugging. Derek Jeter, .314 batting average, .386 on base, .457 slugging. So basically, Jose Altuve and Derek Jeter, from a what they call a slash line perspective, are the exact same player through a little over 1,200 career games. To which I retweeted, wow, I didn't know Jeter's stats were that good through 1,200 games.
Yeah.
Trying to troll Yankee fans.
Yeah, yeah.
The gist of that tweet was to show, look at Jose Altuve through 1,200 games. He's the same guy as the hallowed Derek Jeter. I'm like, yeah, no, this disappoints me. Jose Altuve is a better hitter than Derek Jeter.
Yeah, that actually did disappoint me too. That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, Jeter's reputation is perhaps a little bit better than his stat line.
Yes.
So I would guess that doesn't reflect the improvement Altuve has made. I'd like to see the
well, it's through the 1,243
career
games.
Yeah, I know, but that also includes the first several years. Altuve has become a much better player than people would have projected, even in his promising first several
I would guess
years.
He's going to open up. I would guess the gap is going to begin to widen.
That's what I'm saying. I'd like to see maybe years four through now. Compared to Jeter's year four through now.
That's my homework assignment for today, Seth. I'm going to go find that for you. Altuve versus Jeter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.